Okay, hello everyone. Again, this is the continuation of the open session of the PNB meeting, and we are restarting at 9:13 p.m. Mr. Secretary, would you please take the roll again to confirm who's here?
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace is here. Jonathan Alexander? Here, John. Gary Bost? Yes, or excused absence. Adriana Casanave?
Present.
Adriana is here. Robin Collier?
Present.
Robin is here. Chris Corey?
Here.
Chris is here. Bill Crozier is here. Joseph Davis?
Here in Houston.
Joseph Sear. Catherine Davis?
Here.
Catherine's here. Benito Diaz. Henry Benito. Jen Goodman. Can't hear you, Jen. William Airwagon.
Present.
William's here. Sabrina Jacobs.
Here.
Sabrina's here. Dwayne Lark. Still not here. Is that Dwayne?
That sounds like him in the background.
Somebody's talking in the background. You need to mute yourself if you're not trying to talk to us.
Tara, can you mute that one?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, Ken
Lauffer?
Here.
Ken is here. Okay, thank you, Ken. Tony Leon?
Tony's present.
Okay, thank you, Tony. Tony's here. Mansoor Sabah?
Hazir.
Mansoor is here. Nancy Sordon?
Here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg?
Present.
Okay, Alex is here. Carol Travis?
Here.
Carol is here. Tom Voorhees?
Here.
Was here. Muscular Washington?
Here.
Muscular's here. Maxie Jackson?
Maxie's here.
Maxie's here. John Tatum?
John Tatum is here.
John Tatum's here. Thank you. Larry Dankner? Okay. Can't hear you. So if I did not hear from Jonathan Alexander, Benito Diaz, Jan Goodman, Dwayne Lark, are any of you here?
Yeah, William had Dwayne on the phone, but somehow it got dropped. I conferenced him in. I'll try again.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, William.
Oh, God.
We do have 17 directors present, so we have quorum.
Madam Chair, this is John Tatum. I would like to speak.
Sorry, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yes, Madam Chair, I believe that you should not recognize anyone to speak unless they say, "May I be recognized." And also, if they have a point of order, I would also state that they could say, "May I be recognized for a point of order, or for the point of personal privilege, or privileges of the assembly." They should also say, "May I be recognized for a point of personal privilege." So the key words are, "May I be recognized." They must say that before you can call on them. Now, this doesn't involve the stat, because when people are on the stat, then you know you can recognize them because they've already asked to be recognized. But in all cases, "May I be recognized" are the key words And for this meeting, I would not recognize anyone unless they say those words. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Tatum. My fallback is to mute everyone and then go around the room and see if someone has a comment to make. If that doesn't work. But thank you for your suggestion, and I will take it up. So I would like everyone to do what Mr. Tatum has just suggested, if you would like the floor. And I'm not going to recognize you unless you say why you want the floor. Okay. So the first item, so we already have, for those of you who are just joining us on the stream, we've already got a timekeeper and we've already done excused absences. And we just continued the meeting from the first meeting on to that started at 8. And now we're going into the items that were on the meeting starting at 9 o'clock. So the first item on that agenda, I'm looking for it. I thought I had it printed out, but I can't find it now. Can you say what the first item is, Bill?
It's minutes approval for the February 7th open session.
Okay.
What's the time allotted for it?
Time?
5 minutes.
Okay. Oh, now Jan can't get connected to the call. Okay.
Oh, no, I'm on now.
Okay. I just
Dwayne, are you there yet?
No. William, are you there? Okay. Okay, I've sent Dwayne a different number and a PIN. Okay. could you say the item again, Bill? Sorry.
Okay, it's minutes approval for the February 7th meeting.
Okay. I have a motion to approve the minutes.
So move, Mansoor.
Yeah, there are any corrections to the February 7th, 2019 minutes?
Jan,
yeah, point of information.
Okay. Jan and then Adriana. Jan?
I was just seconding.
Okay. Adriana, what's your request for information?
I want to know if Director Hirwagen and Director Lark are on the call. And I want to know if we are being streamed or not.
I heard Bill. I heard William a little while ago, but I don't see him. Oh, there he is. Yeah, William is on. And he's not muted. Dwayne is not on.
Did you send him the code?
1 second.
This is William. I'm trying to conference him in. Keep having problems. Dwayne.
Oh, he just called me. Dwayne, are you there?
I am here. My PIN has been invalidated somehow.
Okay, I just sent you a new one. If you want to hang up and try that.
Okay. Let me verify that I received before I hang up.
All right, so are there any corrections for the February 7th, 2019 minutes?
Adriana?
Yes, Adriana.
We said very clearly that the minute will have attached. We vote for that and was without any discussion to attach the KPFT, Committee of Inclusion Report, to the minutes, and I don't see it here.
Adriana, you didn't say may I be recognized.
Oh, you need it, sir. But the chair gave me the floor, right? Thank you.
Okay, let's try better next time. Okay. Thank you, Adriana. Bill, could you please add the Committee of Inclusion Report to the minutes?
Okay, I have a question. There were several attachments to the COI report. Do you want those too?
Yes.
And it'll get kind of long if we put all that in there.
That would be approved, Bill, in that meeting.
Yeah, I think that's fine. That'll be a nice chunk of information to have on the website.
Okay.
Looks like we're doing
I'll
work.
I'll make the correction.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair, people are not saying may I be recognized.
You're right. I apologize. And I'm not. I'm letting them get a pass. I'll do that.
No pass.
Timekeeper, 1 minute left.
Okay. Are there any other corrections to the minutes? Okay, hearing no other corrections, the minutes for the February 7th, 2019 P&B meeting are corrected by adding the Committee of Inclusion report from KPFT are so approved. Or the minutes as amended are so approved. Okay, let's go to the next item.
Bill, may I be recognized?
Go ahead, Bill.
You want me to tell you what that item is?
Yes.
Okay, number three, address items of financial accountability. And there's two things under there, including review of Pacifica's debts, expenses, and revenues, and then including the motion on preliminary draft budget from Grace Aaron. 90 minutes total.
Okay, thank you. Okay, address issues of financial accountability, including review of Pacifica's debts, expenses, and revenues. Do we have any reports to go with this? To review? Is there anything for us to review?
Madam Chair, may I be recognized? Adriana Casney from KPFT.
Okay, why? You have to say why.
Well, you ask if somebody have anything to say, Madam Chair.
You have to ask. Oh, right. I asked if there's anything to review.
Well, that is why. Wait.
Who put this item on the agenda? And is there something to review to go with this item on the agenda?
May Carol be recognized.
Carol, is this your item?
I think that there's motions about requesting financial information that is part of the discussion.
All right.
Can I recognize Madam Chair?
One second. Who put this item on the agenda?
This is Carol. May I be recognized?
Bill? Bill?
Yeah, you want me to answer?
Okay. Yes, please.
I put it on as from the call for the meeting. It was what was in the purpose posted on KPFTX.
Okay. So would one of those people let me know if there is something to review? It says, including review of Pacifica's debts, expenses, and revenues. Is there something to review?
This is Carol. Carol.
May I have the floor?
Okay. Carol, then Grace.
Let Grace.
Madam Chair, can I be recognized before we go ahead? Viviana?
I want to find out about from the people that put this item on the agenda.
I know, Madam Chair, but I have something to say. May I?
What? Is it a point of order? I'm not ready to open up the floor for discussion yet.
Well, Madam Chair, you let Carol Travis speak twice about the issue without letting me the floor, and she didn't have anything to add to this.
Adriana, I'm not taking discussion yet.
I have a question, of information, Madam Chair.
What's your request for information?
Yes, Madam Chair. What I can see, I went and I checked what is posted there, until today at 4:41, the meeting said that only was called by Director Alexis Steinberg. Today, at 2:20, and I can send a screenshot. Today, at 4:41 p.m., that was changed to an emergency meeting and had the name of three directors there. But till today, at 4:41 p.m., was posted only by Director Alex Steinberg. Okay?
I think the notice and the calling are two different things.
The purpose that address issues of financial accountability. Now that was changed on 4:41 and said that was called by one director. Thank you.
Madam Chair, this bill may address that.
Yes, go ahead.
I uploaded a new version of the agenda, revised version of the agenda. That was the only thing that was changed. I didn't change the people calling for the meeting or anything else.
Madam Chair, I can send the screenshots for you.
Madam Chair, may I speak?
Yes, Alex, go ahead.
Okay. Ms. Casanave doesn't seem to understand that it's only possible for one person to put a notice on the calendar. That doesn't mean that one person is the only one calling the meeting. I was placing the notice on behalf of three directors, one of them including myself. So that's all there is to that. Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I answer? Because director implied that I don't understand. I'm sorry, Madam Chair, but he's the one that doesn't understand. What I'm saying is...
Adriana, you may not reply. Wait a second.
He's saying that I didn't understand, Madam Chair.
Adriana, you don't have the floor. Mr. Parliamentarian, Adriana's point is that there were not three directors on the notice, although Alex was noticing it for three directors. Is there a problem with the notice?
No, there's no problem with the notice. The directors are present. They have an agenda. I think you should move on.
Right.
Point of personal privilege, Madam Chair?
What's your point of personal privilege?
Yes, Madam Chair. Please, I think that somebody, I understand that it's very difficult to understand my language, but I hope that in plain English I can send a picture that shows that what you are saying is not true. And please not try not to explain what I'm saying, because it's not. I can see here what is posted, and the purpose address issue of financial accountability, and then the new posting said totally different, that emergency session, this special meeting of the PAB being called, it was changed totally. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That was
okay.
I have the picture from yesterday and the picture from today.
Okay.
Then please,
I got it.
I'm sorry. Let me finish. Because
Adriana,
no problem.
Stop. Adriana, you don't have the floor anymore. You're beating a dead horse. Now stop it. Mr. Tatum just said that regardless of how this was noticed, we have quorum. No one has objected to holding the meeting, and so we're going forward with it. So that's the end of that.
I didn't ask this to be suspended. I didn't.
Okay. I'm muting everyone except for Carol.
Oh, dear.
Okay, you have the floor.
And I was muted myself. By the way, I was looking for, I know it's no longer relevant, but I was looking for the posting because I had asked Alex and Grace about that. We were the three directors that posted this meeting. And it looked one way on KPFT, but if you looked at, you know, the information on the meeting in the more detail, it had us listed as the three directors on September 21st or 20th, whatever it is. I can't find it now, but it was done right anyway. But what we had hoped was to have a discussion and see what kind of and use the various motions to see what we can find out and to get a sense among all of us who have a fiduciary responsibility on this on where we are in finances. We haven't had a financial report since October 2017. So that's what we were hoping.
Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to go to Grace. There it comes.
Grace, you're muted.
Skip. There you go.
Okay.
Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Unmute me, Ken.
You're unmuted.
Do you hear me? Okay.
I hear you.
Yes. Let's skip number one and go to number two on the agenda, as this incorporates the concerns spelled out in number one.
Are there any objections? Are there any objections to going to number two on the item on the agenda underneath?
Maxie Jackson asking to be recognized.
Well, yes, Maxie.
Where is this agenda? I'm not trying to be funny.
Okay.
I don't have a copy of this. I haven't seen it in my email or anything. So where would I find
it? Bill, could you say the latest agenda when it was put out? It's from Bill Crozier.
Got to unmute him.
I'm going to look at. Oh, I got to unmute him now. Okay.
So, oh, I see.
Okay, I sent it at 4:54 Central Time. It's also online at kpftx.org on the calendar, and the latest version's there.
I got it. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks. Okay, Grace, go ahead.
Okay, so I'd like to read the motion. It's rather long for everyone. It was sent out to the PNB at 4:58 p.m. 4 hours ago, 1:58 Pacific Time, 2:58 Central Time, and I'll read it. Motion, creating a preliminary draft budget as a framework to discuss priorities and proposed ways to address Pacifica's financial issues. Pursuant to Article 5, Section 1 of the Pacifica bylaws, which are quoted below after the motion. It is the responsibility of the PNB to ensure that state and federal laws are complied with and that each unit and the national office have approved budgets. Further, it is the duty of the PNB to ensure the financial health of the foundation, to monitor budgets, and to oversee an annual audit of the foundation's books and accounts. Currently, no budget for the national office has been submitted to the National Finance Committee. The NFC has not approved any budgets, although some have been submitted for review. The 2017 audit is overdue and stalled, putting our nonprofit status at risk. No current and comprehensive financial information has been received by the PNB in 2019, and earlier reports have been inconsistent and incomplete. Therefore, be it resolved that the executive director be aware that his first priority is to make sure that the current financial reporting, including the 2017 audit, be completed as soon as possible. Tools that he is encouraged to use are visiting the national office and perhaps other stations and ascertaining what can be done to help staff there provide the information needed to NIDA and seeing that these tasks are carried out as well as hiring temporary staff if necessary. In this time of transition to new ways of operating, many potential important new expenses, both one-time and ongoing, will likely be useful and important, but an overabundance of added expenses may put the foundation at risk of inadequate funds to pay for such expenses, which might result in penalties, fines, lawsuits, etc. Therefore, be it resolved that the executive director create a preliminary draft budget of newer and proposed expenses by March 15, 2017, which the ED hopes to spend so that there will be a framework to discuss the direction in which the ED is hoping to take Pacifica, including a discussion of the nature and priority of proposed new expenditures, such as training costs, development costs, paying for new programming, and personnel costs and capital expenditures. Furthermore, although the PNB is pleased that the ED is eager to try new avenues to improve Pacifica and its listenership and revenues, it requests that the ED be extremely circumspect and not commit any additional funds to items which have not been regular expenditures for Pacifica in the past, except as needed to expedite financial reporting until the PNB and ED receive and have time to examine the financial reports NIDA says will be ready by late March, early April 2019. 10 days should be sufficient time for the PNB to review these financial reports and schedule a meeting with the ED to discuss priorities and spending what funds Pacifica does have. Further, the PNB asks for a detailed report from the CFO and the ED by March 15, 2019, on all the reasons the 2017 audit has been delayed, including what measures are being taken to remedy any deficiencies. Further, the PNB requests that the National Office submit a detailed budget to the National Finance Committee as soon as possible. Further, the PNB requests that the National Finance Committee meet more frequently to approve budgets for all units in the National Office and report to the PNB every 2 to 3 weeks on its progress. And then I reference Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 1, Board of Directors, Eligibility, Number, Powers, and Duties. Madam Chair, would you like me to read those, or shall I just leave it up to our members and audience to read?
Yeah, read them. Read them.
Okay. And this is Article 5, Section 1, Board of Directors, Eligibility, Number, Powers,
and Duties. One second, Grace. I just would like to recognize, I see Dwayne Lark has joined us. And Dwayne, everybody is muted except for the person speaking, in case you're trying to speak and not get recognized. But I'm going to go around the room, so to speak, and eventually ask everyone if they would like to say something. Okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay, Article 5, Board of Directors of the Foundation, Section 1, Board of Directors, Eligibility, Number, Powers, and Duties. E, Specific Powers and Duties. Without prejudice to the general power of the Board set forth above in Section 1D of this article of these bylaws and subject to any limitations set forth in these bylaws, the ongoing duties and powers of the Board shall include but not be limited to 1. Ensuring and facilitating fulfillment of the purposes of the Foundation as set forth in the Articles of Incorporation. 2. Ensuring compliance with applicable state and federal laws. 3. Ensuring the financial health of the Foundation by adopting and monitoring an annual budget and overseeing an independent annual audit of the Foundation's books and accounts. 4. Ensuring regular communication with the members. 5. Appointing, supervising, and discharging the Foundation's executive director. Chief Financial Officer, and all Foundation officers, prescribing powers and duties for them as are consistent with the law and these bylaws, and setting salaries and wages. 6, overseeing the conduct, management, and control of the Foundation's affairs and activities, including the monitoring of the activities and actions of its radio stations and national staff, consistent with applicable law and regulations, the Articles of Incorporation, and these bylaws. 7, meeting at such regular times and places as required by these bylaws, and meeting at such other times as may be necessary in order to carry out the duties of the board. 8, registering their addresses, telephone numbers, facsimile, telephone numbers, and email addresses with the Foundation Secretary. Notices of meetings mailed, transmitted by telecopier or facsimile, or emailed to them at such addresses shall be deemed valid notices thereof. And that's all.
Okay, thank you.
The motion.
Great. Okay. Before we start discussion, I just want to read something that I found as advice for boards of directors. I just want to for people to discuss where the line is here in this motion. What this motion means, and it's on boards who micromanage. Plenty of unpleasant surprises can await a CEO and a micromanaging board member. Often is one of them. This is a common problem where board members tend to do this, especially those who have been involved in managing themselves. It's not unusual for a CEO to invite a current or former chief executive of another company to join a board of directors, only to discover that he or she wants to micromanage the company. When board members inject themselves into day-to-day operations of business, the effects can be severe. If the management team is frequently second-guessed on minor, non-strategic matters, it will be far more gun-shy when it comes to the important strategic decisions. This scenario can devastate a company. So what role should the board serve? We usually think of the board of directors as having a fiduciary duty to the shareholders and the company, but from a practical standpoint, a board provides oversight. And I think that's basically what this motion is prescribing. Misguided board members may think oversight includes micromanagement. Unfortunately, there's no bright light to indicate when oversight turns into meddling. Everyone's heard the adage about art. I know it when I see it. An experienced business person knows micromanagement at the board level when he or she sees it. A good CEO can't work effectively if one or more board members is in micromanagement mode. In fact, there are few quicker paths to burnout than dealing with a board that constantly second-guesses minor decisions. That said, it's equally harmful when directors are completely passive and serve only to rubber stamp management's decisions. A quality board will strike the balance, asking tough questions, but letting the CEO remain at the helm of day-to-day operations. I just wanted to read that. That was from Board Effects, I think, is .com. And they recommend that boards have training on how to be effective board members. But anyways, we can talk about that some other time. And I just wanted to for people to keep that in mind as we're discussing this motion. What does this motion mean with respect to oversight and how much are we going to be getting into the day-to-day issues that Maxie has to deal with, that we have hired Maxie to deal with? Okay, now I'm going to open the floor. I'm going to go around the room. And the first person I'm going to call on is Jan Goodman. Jan, do you have anything on this motion? Oh, wait a minute. I think I need to let the maker of the motion motivate it.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Grace.
Yes. Thank you for reading that little tutorial.
Thank you. Yes.
Basically, yes. Thank you. Thank you very much, Nancy. Basically, the our bylaws state that spending must be done in accordance with approved budgets. We do not have approved budgets in this foundation. Our audit is way past due. We're very close to being losing our nonprofit status, which would be very harmful to fundraising. We are moving toward not being able to get CPB funding. I think financially the lowest hanging fruit for this foundation is to get our financial books in order, because we may be able to retrieve our CPB funding, which is worth at least $800,000 to $1 million a year. It will also open us up to the possibilities of grant funding and major donor funding. Without having our books in order and our audits done, those are basically closed to us. Therefore, I am distressed that in each audit committee meeting, we find out that there are further delays and further delays and further delays in the audit being completed. We are not receiving financial reports. It is my fiduciary responsibility and the fiduciary responsibility of everyone on this call to ensure that we get our financial house in order, that our reporting is up to date, that past reporting errors are corrected, and that our audit gets done. That is the reason for this this motion. The other thing is we have no idea where we stand financially. I received a report today from Aniel Fields, our KPFK general manager. He stated that our fund drive so far is much less than expected. This is sad news. He also reported that the KPFA fund drive is underperforming, and so is the KPFT fund drive. It also is underperforming. That means that we may not even, our cash flow situation may become dire if those fund drives aren't improved. So I feel that it is necessary to for this board to give direction to our CFO and our executive director so that we get our financial reporting in order and so that the board can look at budgets and look at how our what looks to be scarce funds are allocated. That's all.
Thank you, Grace. Okay. Now, Jan, let's see. Let me unmute you. Okay, go ahead, Jan.
So I am very happy that we have a CEO who is trying to move us out into the 21st century and do many things. On the other hand, you know, we don't know where our next, you know, $10,000 is coming from, or how much money we, you know, have. Other than because we know we're not really quite on a cash basis, so I am thinking that this motion, which basically asks Maxie for, you know, an outline of you know what kind of things he's thinking about in the future and how much those things are going to cost. You know, so that we can talk about them as a whole and the direction. I do not want to micromanage, but talking about a budget as a whole is not micromanaging. And, what this motion is, you know, this motion has a couple of major thrusts, and one of those thrusts is for Maxie to give us, you know, basically a budget of new items that he's thinking that we should be spending. And I think that that's
fine.
Very, very appropriate for a board to talk about.
Thank you, Jan.
Okay, thank you.
Fine. Thank you. Okay.
Madam Chair, timekeeper. Okay,
yes.
I'm relinquishing my timekeeper
right now, and you need to assign somebody else, and I would call back in about a couple of minutes. Thank you.
Okay. Can someone else take over timekeeping? Let's see. Here we go. I'm unmuting everyone to see if I have a volunteer to do timekeeping.
Madam Chair, Adriana.
Come on.
Adriana.
Point of information.
What's your request for information?
Madam Chair, when you mute everybody, I mean, it's not an option. We have 5 minutes for two people. When the limits are only for some of us?
What's your question?
For your attention.
What's your question?
Madam Chair, who is the timekeeper? Because we spent 5 minutes with two speakers.
You know who the timekeeper was. It was Mansoor. And we had a motivator. And he kept time on the first speaker. The first speaker was Jan. Okay, that's... Okay, now.
Okay.
So I have another question.
So then the motivator have all the time. I need to know. It's a point of information, Madam Chair.
I just told
you that the motivator doesn't have limits.
You just had your question, and I'm not recognizing
you. What is your answer?
Adriana, I already answered you. So I need a timekeeper. Any volunteers to be timekeeper?
Okay.
What, Grace? I mean, Carol?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Are you okay?
You know, I'm as good as I get. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Don't mute me then.
I won't mute you. I won't mute you. That's one of the privileges of the timekeeper. Okay. So, we had 90 minutes on this, and I believe we have expended about 40 minutes on it so far. Maybe half an hour. Yeah. So we have another hour to go with this. And then we're going to have 90 minutes for each speaker. Okay. Next person is Benito. Would you like to say something on this motion, Benito?
Yes, I would. Thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, I think that we should spend a little bit of time thinking about the excerpt that you read, because I think it most certainly pertains to this motion. That's point one. Point two, the motion focuses on the failings of the National Finance Committee. I'm not trying to defend the behavior of the National Finance Committee by any means, but I would think that our focus should be on the Strategic Planning Committee, which somehow is miraculously missing from this motion. And if I remember correctly, the whole reason why that committee was set up was to come up with a fundraising / recovery plan for these loans. And so, and finally, there is no mention of these loans and how to pay them back in this motion. So all this other stuff about audits, although obviously it's important, is only one part of the picture. What happens to the rest of the picture, which is really the big deal? The mortgaging of all the property and nothing, no plan to repay the stuff. And the stuff becomes due soon. But I think we're missing the boat with this motion. Not to speak of the whole micromanaging issue. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. The next person is Muscula. Okay, I'm going to unmute you now. Okay, Muscula, you have the floor.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you. I have to agree wholeheartedly with Benito. It just appears that some people are trying to set other people up for whatever reason. I've seen the executive director and really try to take over an organization that is failing in so many ways. And I have to agree that the strategic planning committee is not doing what I thought it would be doing. And instead, we're dealing with this, the audits and budgets, which are very, very important as well. But I thought that we would have far more information from the strategic planning committee than we have right now. And I hope that we'll be able to get some without having to mortgage anything else or sell or swap anything else. I don't know what is planned by certain people on this board, but I know there's a plan. And my prayer is that it is the right thing for everyone. That's all.
Thank you. So I've heard two people speak to the strategic planning committee. And one person suggested that be in this motion somehow. So we're speaking for and against this motion, and if that was something that you're thinking needs to be in there, when I come back around, I'll come back around to you too and see if that's something you want to add later. All right. I realize people just got this motion this afternoon. There's been a couple of versions of it, so they've been sent to the PNB, so you've had chances to look at it and make suggestions. And hopefully some people will do that. Ken, do you have any comments for or against this motion?
Going back to Ken Laufer?
Yes, Ken. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm very much in favor of this motion. I also like the idea that everyone is muted. I think we'll get more done that way. So I'm all in favor of the motion. I mean, it's very important. It's a desperate situation. We really got to do something. So let's start with this motion. Pass it right away.
Okay. Anything else?
No, just that I think we should continue with everyone being muted.
Okay.
For
all right,
efficiency.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Dwayne, you have the floor. Would you like to make any comments on this motion, for or against? I'll come back to you, Dwayne. Adriana, would you like to make any comments for or against this motion?
Yes, Madam Chair. The first thing that I want to say, it's a good thing that after 2 years, now after we need to go to the Attorney General and expose all that is being said in this motion that is not being done, now suddenly the PNB decide to put that motion on. We can meet a company that was hired in July of that year before the executive director. Every time that the executive director recommends something, the PNB or the majority of the PNB is telling him, no, we will do it this way. We don't have the personnel. The strategic planning is not doing the job. Every time that the finance committee passes a motion asking for that, some of this information, this exact majority of the PMB vote that motion down. I want to know what is going on that suddenly after 2 years of the minority directors asking for all this information, now suddenly that comes from Grace and for Director Aaron and is saying and is telling the executive director what he can or cannot do. Maybe it has to do with the idea when they hire him. Remember the phrase that they will not support him? Well, maybe that is what's going on. I mean, this motion, I agree we need all of that, but we are claiming, we are asking, we are permanently since 2017, since February 2017, for some of the information that is being asked now in this suddenly in this motion.
Okay, time. Thank you very much.
Can't hear you, Nancy.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. William Hairwagon, you have the floor. Would you like to speak or make a comment?
Yes, amendment, thank you.
Whatever. On this motion.
Thank you. Yes. I think I more or less agree with what Benito and Mescula represented. I think the motion is a little little confused, disorganized, and does lean toward micromanaging. I don't know if that's what Benito said. I don't remember, but I'm not in favor of the motion. I think being a not terribly active member of the Finance Committee, because we haven't accomplished much, I think the Finance Committee does need to do some more work. And having been involved in at least looking at the budgeting, listening to the budgeting process nationally, and been involved in local budgets, which never get approved at BAI anyway, it's a very complicated process, and the Finance Committee and the National Office, which would include PRA as a separate item, need to work together behind the scenes and figure out what they're doing. I mean, and this, as I think Benito said this, the loan information is not addressed at all. And I wonder also what the Strategic Planning Committee has been planning. So I'm not in favor of the motion. Thank you.
Thank you, William. Okay. Catherine Davis, you have the floor. Would you like to make a comment on this motion? Either against or amend or whatever.
Well, from what I can hear of the motion, everything that's in it seems needed with regard to the budget and such. And I am concerned about the ratio of spending to income. Just looking locally, it seems that money is being spent, and I don't know if the income supports it. So I think it's an important thing to consider what money is being spent and how it's being spent, and to know if payroll is going to be covered. And so I am concerned, so I'm listening to see how all of this develops. I'm not taking a position in terms of who said what, when, and where. I'm just looking at where we are right now, and I do have a concern, so it's a valuable consideration. Thank you.
Thank you, Catherine. Tom Voorhees, do you have the floor? Would you like to speak for or against this motion or amend or something else? Anything else regarding this motion?
Yeah, I'm 100% for it. I think it's absolutely needed. We should have our new executive director should go forth with it as soon as possible. I mean, this with this debt staring us in the face, and excuse me, you know, we absolutely need to know where we're at financially so we can figure out how to deal with the debt that's right there in front of us and the building mortgages and everything that's encumbering us. So I'm going to vote for it.
All right. Thank you, Tom. All right. Okay. Sabrina Jacobs, you have the floor if you'd like to speak for or against this motion or amend it or anything else.
Yeah, I'd like to speak in favor of it. Definitely for it. Nothing can negate the fact that we do not have any type of financial reporting from anybody, not the, I guess, retired as controller now at the national office, and not from NIDA. And there is solid proof that there has been spending going on, along with the debt that we have to deal with coming up on us really quickly here. So I think that, yeah, there need to be some level of checks and balances going on. And information needs to be given to us. And until that information is given to us, then it is necessary for us to provide some level of micromanaging or some level of managing or additional managing, however you want to phrase it. So I'm definitely in favor of this motion.
Okay. Thank you, Sabrina.
You're welcome.
All right, Maxie, you're next.
Where do I begin?
90 seconds.
Yeah, I'll be brief because I don't think there's really much value in me contributing much of a conversation point to this. All I'll say is that, you know, I've managed a company in Austeria protocol before. That's probably where we're headed. The big questions that come to mind for me is the person who put this motion forward is the same person who negotiated the NET agreement, for the most part. And is probably having some second thoughts about the amount of money we're spending on that agreement, considering how inflated it is with respect to what I originally put forward and, how little we're getting in exchange for that, at least at this point. But probably what's more important than that, even that, is the fact that I have made it very clear on every conference call I've been a part of, whether it's the strategic planning, finance committee, audit committee, that NETA has made it very clear that until they are able to give accurate financial records that are projecting March, early April, that there's no value in providing financial reports to this board because they would be unreliable. And the fact that this board wants to proceed with numbers that are not reliable is mystifying to me. But, you know, vote your consciousness, and I'll play the cards that are dealt.
Okay. Thank you, Maxie. Okay. Robin, you have the floor. Robin Collins.
Okay, I'm very much in favor of this motion. I'm a new board member. I'm just kind of shocked at the situation we're in. I know that Vic has been in financial trouble, but I cannot believe that some basic numbers couldn't come up with. I have dealt with two major – I've set up accounting systems for 30 years with nonprofits, and I've never seen a situation where you can't get the very basic numbers. You start from where you are at the bank bank balance, and you come up with where you are, and you set up a cash flow. I mean, it's just incredible to me that Nita and Maxie haven't been able to hold everyone accountable to come up with this information. So we really need to know what our finances are before we can spend any more money. That's just basic 101 accounting. So I don't know how it got this bad, and there's no mystifying to me, but I think it's a very well-written motion, and I think we need to focus on finding out where we are financially. That's all.
Thank you, Robin. Now, Alex Steinberg, you have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First, to answer those who would like to disparage the work of the Strategic Planning Committee, my response is, you don't understand what we're doing. First of all, we're not looking at it in a narrow framework of simply the finances of the organization. We're looking at it holistically, and we understand that finances interconnect with programming, with management, with our bylaws, with all sorts of initiatives that we have taken out of the Strategic Planning Committee. Now, it's true, of course, that we have not come up with a financial recovery plan. I would like to ask anyone who criticizes us for that, how do they think that could be done when we do not have any financial reports coming in? I support this motion, just because I support this motion does not mean that I somehow am no longer supporting our executive director. I support our executive director as well. But that doesn't mean we don't have differences on certain issues that come up from time to time. And this is one instance where I don't believe it's proper to say we don't get everything 100%, we can't have anything. We need to have some preliminary financial information in order to make reliable and responsible judgments. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.